أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون فإن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشعة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. These ayats are the ayat of sajda tilawat. So when sajda tilawat will become compulsory upon all of us that recite or listen. In the ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the best human being, the best of those who had brought iman, and that is a person that invites towards Allah. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us one or two very important etiquettes with regards to invitation and a very, very important prescription to the success of our da'wat. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about His Qudrat. Again, He speaks about His might. At the very, very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat and His power in a very unique way. In that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the earth, whatever is on the earth and the skies and all of it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created it in a period of 6 days. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the night and the day, the sun and the moon. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the constant changing of day and night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows us that in the system and in the order of Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is total, absolute order. Everything is under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not haphazard, and in the changing of the day and night, a person is supposed to have recognized this great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in arranging the system of this entire universe. And then that of the sun, again the moon, both bring light, but the light of each one is absolutely different. The moon derives its light from the sun, and perhaps some of the commentators have said here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to also show us another very important lesson. That the ayats before this, Allah spoke about da'wat, Allah spoke about inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like how after night day comes, no matter how blackened a person may be, no matter how dark a person may be, plunged in kufr, in shirk, in disbelief, in sin, or whatever his case may be, but obviously, like how we find after darkness, we find the light of day. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give an important lesson to the da'i, the inviter, that there will be light. There will be this light of hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will most certainly come. So one needs to be very, very positive insofar as one's da'wat is concerned, and also understand and realize that hidayat, guidance comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawfiq comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence one needs to place one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other important lesson, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ, is like how the moon derives its light from the sun. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that when we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely have its positive impacts take place, and others will also be able to benefit from it. And in this way, Allah shows us His Qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that one should never lose hope. The English saying that a leopard never changes his spot is something that we need to consider, that is not general. Many, many have made changes in their lives, and many a great sinner has become a great abid and worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تسجدوا للشمسي ولا للقمر. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, commands, prohibits, that do not make sajda to the sun, and nor should one make sajda to the moon. But the reality is this, make sajda only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the sun, who created the moon, who created everything. If you want to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one can never make this excuse that because of the greatness of Allah and that greatness could be appreciated in the creation of Allah, then one can make sajda or one can worship the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is never acceptable. It is Allah, the Khaliq, the Creator, that will be worshipped, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none of His creation whatsoever will be worshipped. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about Allah's total independence. فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Then if man makes istikbar, if man becomes arrogant, he becomes proud, and in his arrogance and pride, he refuses to make sajda to Allah, he refuses to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of your sajda and my sajda. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. Allah is not even in need of our obedience. Whatever we do is for our own benefit. However we disobey, that is to our own detriment. Because by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those creations or that creation of Allah. And Allah here refers to the malaika. Allah here refers to the angels, that they make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala night and day. And they make this tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala night and day, totally, totally engaged, totally and totally dedicated to whatever specific ibadat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meted out to them. Those that are making the tasbih, those that are glorifying Allah, continue glorifying Allah. Those who are in sajda, continue making sajda. Like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that on the sky there is not a piece of a place between two of them that is equivalent to a hand span that exists, but they are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more important than that, they do not get fatigued, they do not get tired of making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them there's great joy, and their ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an ibadat without any sin whatsoever, without any disobedience whatsoever. So they continue making the ibadat of Allah, and hence even perchance, hypothetically, even if they don't make Allah's ibadat, Allah is also not in need of that. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O insan, you see the earth that has become, now you hear the word Allah use, khashi'a, has become subdued, it become dry, it has become barren, no rains have come down. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water upon it, then you will find that it begins to swirl, and you will find that it will become fresh. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us another very, very important aspect of our life that we should actually take heed all the time. And these are the beginnings of seasons that we will see this. There was no rain in our country, there was drought. We saw things had become dry, and things have been, and the land had dried out, and everything died out. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the rains, and we see the swell, and we see the greenery, and we see how lush it becomes once again. What is the lesson? Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. That being, that Zat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brought the earth back to life, will most certainly bring the dead back to life. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the example of the resurrection, the coming of the day of Qiyamah, that each one of us are going to stand in front of Allah, إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And certainly Allah has power over all things. There is no one that can turn the power away of Allah. There is no one that can subdue the power of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. And in these ayats and verses, Allah shows us His qudrat and power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these examples that we should look into and try to understand. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.